USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another TV network is releasing some of its plans for the new fall season. And here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
ABC looking towards a 2020-21 broadcast season, but officials there say they're not yet ready to unveil a full fall schedule that could be potentially upended by continued production delays because of coronavirus. The network says it has renewed the bulk of its scripted and unscripted lineup, which amounts to 19 shows, while also cutting three comedies and a rookie drama. ABC expected to unveil the details, though, next month. It's the latest broadcaster to make a significant number of renewals in light of the COVID-19 production shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beaches are reopening all around the country for Memorial Day weekend, including the Jersey Shore, with the coronavirus still stalking the state and the rest of the USA. Not everything will be the way it used to be. Signs around the area said social distance today starts spreading the news. No arcades, no rides, no concerts or special events, closed playgrounds, capacity limits on beaches, long lines to use the few public bathrooms that will be open, and just takeout at most bars and restaurants, with drones flying overhead to help authorities monitor it all. Police and other security will be out on the sand to make sure people keep 6 feet apart, and lifeguards will blow the whistle on anyone who does not follow the new rules. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.